Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to the very first podcast of this new week, Monday, May 13th, 2024. Thank you for downloading this. Thank you to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. And we've got lots of stuff to get through, as always, busy week ahead. Now, before we get to the first topic, just a reminder to you all that you should pencil July 26th in your diary. It's going to be the date of our next live event. I shall reveal the special guests, and there will be two of them who you will all know who will be present on stage. And the venue is going to be in London. Why is that, you say, David? Why don't you take it north? Happy to take it north, folks. Just find me somewhere that will host us. Host it is all I would say to that. Anyway, put it in. It's a Friday night in London town in the summer. Come and join me and our special guests on that evening. Okay. Rishi, of course, mind you, it mightn't be safe to do that because Rishi Sunak is warning us no less, that the UK is going to enter a dangerous era, apparently, over the next 5 years. So Rishi has declared, Judah, and then this is interesting, the challenges of AI, migration, and authoritarian states that will see almost every aspect of British lives changed over the next 5 years. So Rishi says, we're entering dangerous waters ahead. We need to stick with the plan. We need to stick with Rishi Sunak because he's going to sort all those things out. Yeah. Where do you even talk about it? I mean, he mentions AI. It's a real danger. He's very keen on AI. This is the guy who's really keen on AI itself. Is AI a threat? Yes. Is Rishi Sunak a bigger threat in the UK? Yes. So what? Migration. I mean, how dare he talk about the challenges of migration? I think what he means is immigration, and he conspicuously avoids the fact that the UK, under the last 14 years of conservatism, has seen vast numbers without historical precedent of migrants coming into this country, legal and illegal. And what has he done about it? Nothing. Instead, he's conjured up this Rwanda phantom, which thus far has, I think, it's sent one person over to Rwanda of the many, many, many tens and thousands of people who come here. One, he sent one of them to Rwanda. And he talks about authoritarian states. His was the government that locked us down during COVID, that took away our freedom and liberty, that forced people to take experimental gene therapies, that still won't acknowledge what they did. And he's lecturing about authoritarian states. He is the authoritarian state. He is trolling us. That's the only way you can look upon this. Sunak knows quite well that he's very much signed up to the globalist club. He is an authoritarian. He's a technocrat as well, probably. I don't think he necessarily sees migration as a problem. If only we could get the right kind of migrants. No, I don't want any kind of migrants. And he has presided over Britain's change, even in the short period that he's been in power. But if you take his government, the Conservative government that's about to be booted out of power, you know, they're not in a position to lecture anyone about anything. You know, the blue end of the Uni Party doesn't get to claim the moral high ground. In fact, you know, the blue end of the Uni Party, like the red end of the Uni Party, needs to be obliterated. That's what needs to happen. There won't be any safety for Britain or Britons if we rely on the Uni Party. And so, you know, he's playing up this, oh, look, it's going to be dangerous. We've got to look out for Russia. We've got to look out for China. No, we've got to look out for NATO. We've got to look out for America. We've got to look out for the EU. And yes, we have to look out for Westminster. So like all these things, you know, these guys genuflect to, you know, Beijing or to Moscow when the problem resides at Westminster and in Washington. That's really, and in Brussels, that's a large part of the problem. I'm not saying, by the way, that China is the good guys. I'm not saying that Russia is the good guys, but I am saying that the problems that we face are in many cases handmade. You know, they're built in Britain, so to speak. Except we don't do manufacturing anymore. So I thought this was, the notion that Sunak can position himself as the change candidate, it's insane. It's really insane. I know his advisors are probably panicking, thinking, God, we're going to get smashed at the election. We better get him saying things that people can relate to. And we can then contrast him with Keir Starmer. Listen, Starmer's going to be a disaster for this country, of course. Sunak has already proven to be a disaster for this country. The thing is, people need to lift their eyes and look way beyond these political parties. You're not going to find solutions, I'm afraid, in the political mainstream. They're not there. And I'm not actually sure that the problems that we face, that it requires a political solution. There are solutions. It's just I don't think they're political. So when I hear Sunak saying stuff like this, I just sort of smile to myself. I just sort of shake my head and I move on with the rest of my day, as indeed should you, my good friends. Thanks for listening.